Many of us know of Miriam from Moses' story when he was a baby, but many of us don't know that Miriam was one of the few women in Scripture that was called a prophet. We're going to learn a little bit more about her story today. Stay tuned.
Do you sometimes doubt if you're truly hearing God's voice or if it's really your own? Or have you been in a season where it feels like he's completely silent? Have you been praying for a way to learn how to hear his voice more clearly? Hey friends, I'm Rachel, host of the Hearing Jesus podcast. If you are ready to grow in your faith and to confidently step into your identity in Christ, then join me as we dig deep into God's word so you can learn to live out your faith in your everyday life.
The Hearing Jesus podcast is so excited to partner with Compassion International. We believe in Compassion's mission to release children from poverty in Jesus' name. I've seen the impact myself through the letters and the updates that I've received as a sponsor. It's not just changing the lives of children, it's changing entire families, whole communities, always through the local church and always in Jesus' name. When you sponsor a child, you ensure access to quality education, medical checkups, healthy food, clean water, and most importantly, the love of Jesus, delivered through a church in their community because of a generous, caring sponsor like you. And you can speak life, love, and hope to your sponsored child through personal letters that you'll exchange. I hope you'll join me in sponsoring a child through Compassion today. All you have to do is pull out your phone, open up a text, and text Hearing Jesus to 83393. You'll get back a text with a picture of a child who is waiting for a sponsor and a link to sponsor that child. You can also go to compassion.com/hearingjesus to choose a boy or a girl to sponsor. When you sponsor a child, we will send you a copy of She Hears, Learning to Listen to Jesus, my Bible study, as a token of our thanks for investing in the life of a child. Thank you for joining me in sponsoring a child through Compassion today. Hey friends, welcome back to the Hearing Jesus podcast. I'm your host, Rachel Grohl. Today we're continuing our devotional Bible study through the Old Testament where we're looking at different women throughout the scripture. And today we're talking about Miriam. Now, if you're just joining us, I'd encourage you to go back at least through the last couple of episodes so you get a better picture of who Miriam was from the time that she was a young girl. And also I want to let you know that if you want to dive a little bit deeper, we have some additional resources. On our Patreon page, every day I provide a journaling prompt because for me, journaling is just one of those things that helps me get all the information from my head into my heart and help me understand how it plays out in my everyday life. If that is something that seems like you would want to have as well, that resource is found at our Patreon page, which is linked in the show notes. We also have ad-free episodes, and that starts at just $5 a month. And so I am in Exodus chapter 15, starting at verse 1. It says, "Then Moses and the Israelites sang this song to the Lord. I will sing to the Lord, for he is highly exalted. Both horse and driver he has hurled into the sea. The Lord is my strength and my defense. He has become my salvation. He is my God, and I will praise him, my father's God, and I will exalt him. The Lord is a warrior. The Lord is his name. Pharaoh's chariots and his army he has hurled into the sea. The best of Pharaoh's officers are drowned in the Red Sea. The deep waters have covered them. They sank to the depths like a stone. Your right hand, Lord, was majestic in power. Your right hand, Lord, shattered the enemy. In the greatness of your majesty, you threw down those who opposed you. You unleashed your burning anger. It consumed them like stubble. By the blast of your nostrils, the waters piled up. The surging waters stood up like a wall. The deep waters congealed in the heart of the sea. The enemy boasted, I will pursue, I will overtake them, I will divide the spoils, I will gorge myself on them, I will draw my sword, and my hand will destroy them. But you blew out your breath, and the sea covered them. They sank like lead in the mighty waters. Who among the gods is like you, Lord? Who is like you, majestic in holiness, awesome in glory, working wonders? You stretched out your right hand, and the earth swallows your enemies. In your unfailing love, you will lead the people you have redeemed. In your strength, you will guide them to your holy dwelling. The nations will hear and tremble. Anguish will grip the people of Philistia. The chiefs of Edom will be terrified. The leaders of Moab will be seized with trembling. The people of Canaan will melt away. Terror and dread will fall on them. By the power of your arm, they will be as still as stone until your people pass by, Lord, until the people you bought pass by. You will bring them in and plant them on the mountain of your inheritance, the place, Lord, you made for your dwelling, the sanctuary, Lord, your hands established. The Lord reigns forever and ever. So that was all Moses' song, and then Miriam's song is this next part. It says, starting in verse 19, "When Pharaoh's horses, chariots, and horsemen went into the sea, the Lord brought the waters of the sea back over them, but the Israelites walked through the sea on dry ground. Then Miriam, the prophet, Aaron's sister, took a timbrel in her hand, and all the women followed her with timbrels and dancing. Miriam sang to them, 'Sing to the Lord, for he is highly exalted. Both horse and driver he has hurled into the sea.'" So Miriam, we know from the previous episodes, was the older sister of Moses. She was actually older than both of the boys, both Aaron and Moses. And we first see her when she works on behalf of Moses kind of behind the scenes when the prince of Egypt finds Moses in the Nile. We learn about her in Jehoshaphat's story. So if you want more detail about the childhood aspect of Miriam's life, you can go back and listen to that episode a couple days ago. What we see and what we learn about her when she's young is that she's very clever. She's quick on her feet because she, remember, goes to offer to find a Hebrew woman to nurse the baby Moses, which ends up being her mother. And so she's very instrumental in getting Jehoshaphat 3 more years with her baby, which is Moses. So at this point in Miriam's life, we fast forward, what we read about in Exodus 15 is an example of how she is leading the women of Israel. So just to set the scene, just as a reminder, they have now just safely walked across the Red Sea on dry ground, and the Lord has delivered them from the hands of their enemies. Pharaoh and all of his men and all of their horses and all of their chariots, all of that stuff, they have drowned, and it's all on the bottom of the Red Sea. And so what we're seeing in this passage is Miriam's response and how she leads the women of Israel to sing and to praise God and to lead them in praising for the way that he delivered them and led them and protected them. You know, Miriam is one of the few women in scripture that is called a prophet. She's a prophet and a singer, and she is chosen by God to help lead Israel. I think sometimes we forget that aspect, that yes, Moses was the leader of Israel at the time, but Aaron and Miriam were also very instrumental, and they were chosen by God as leaders in this time frame. She's referred to as a prophet, which is a title that recognizes her role, not just speaking to Israel, but also shepherding the Israelite people through the wilderness experience. And so in some ways, she very much was a spiritual leader, a ministry leader at this time frame in Israel's history. We learn more about that in other places of scripture. One place is Micah chapter 6. In verse 4, it says, "I brought you up out of Egypt and redeemed you from the land of slavery. I sent Moses to lead you, also Aaron and Miriam." So I think it's an important aspect to remember that Miriam was not just the sister of Moses. She, in her own right, was a leader of this people group. There are no records in the Bible or even elsewhere in other historical records of any of the specific prophecies that were made by Miriam. But we do know that if the Lord calls her a leader and she is called a prophet or a prophetess, depending on which version you're reading, that means that she spoke on behalf of the Lord. But I also want you to remember that prophets don't just speak about the future, they also declare God's word in the present. And I think that's a really important aspect we see as Miriam is celebrating what God has just done at this point in history. And that's part of what we're seeing Miriam do here. So as we read this account of the parting of the Red Sea, let's just stop and think about that for a minute. So Pharaoh has agreed, after the plagues have happened and he's kind of desperate, he's now agreed that Moses can take his people and let them go. So Moses leaves Egypt, and then Pharaoh decides that that was a mistake and he starts coming after them. They get all the way to the edge of the Red Sea and they're literally up against this water. They're basically trapped, and the Lord parts the water for them, and the Hebrew people are able to walk through the water on dry ground. And after they get across, of course, Pharaoh's people, his chariots and all of his men, they're starting across the same body of water. And as they are in the water, or in the middle of where this body of water is, the water then comes back and they all are drowned. So God has just performed this amazing miracle. And that's the setting of why Moses and Miriam are both praising God. Hey friends, I wanted to take a minute to share with you about one of our new partners, Five Lakes Coffee. For 20 years, Five Lakes has been helping people discover the magic of fresh roasted coffee. They craft roast in small batches, then ship direct so that you are getting the freshest and best tasting coffee. Five Lakes uses the highest quality specialty grade coffee beans from around the world. And let me tell you, we're kind of coffee snobs in my family, and their coffee has converted even my daughter, who is a barista. As a family-owned and family-friendly company, I love their mission. As believers, our family loves supporting other Christian companies, and one of the things I absolutely love about this company is that they believe in loving their neighbors, and they value being good stewards of what God has given them. My two favorites are the signature Five Lakes blend and Chris's blend, because for Chris's blend, they donate $1 per bag to Forgotten Children's Ministry in Honduras. And guess what? As a podcast listener, you get an exclusive 20% off your first order when you use the code HearingJesus. Head over to fivelakes.com and experience the joy of fresh roasted goodness today. Again, head to fivelakes.com and use code HearingJesus for 20% off your first order.
My name's Preston Sprinkle, and I host the Theology in the Raw podcast. Theology in Raw aims to help believers to think Christianly about theological and cultural issues by engaging in curious conversations with a diverse range of thoughtful people. I have conversations with a wide range of different guests who come from different perspectives, and no topic is off limits. Sexuality, abortion, politics, LGBTQ, warfare, violence, marijuana, immigration, you name it. If you have a theological or cultural issue that you have been wrestling with over 1,100 episodes, we've probably talked about it on Theology in the Raw. Along with conversations with various people, I also address questions sent in from my audience every month. And occasionally, I will talk about some of my latest research projects that I'm currently working on. Theology in the Raw is not for everyone. It is uncut, uncensored, and I don't give trigger warnings. So check out Theology in the Raw through your favorite podcast app.
But think about for a minute what that actually meant. If you were a mom, or even if you're not a mom, just think about what courage it took for all of those moms to grab their babies by the hand or as they are carrying them and step foot into this body of water. Even if it was dry ground, imagine what it would have felt like to have that water surrounding them, that wall of water right next to them. And they courageously step forward and they follow Moses and Miriam and Aaron into this body of water, watching the miracle happen take place in real time. See, there's a reason that this happened after God had displayed his power, the miracle of them even being letting go. Because think about what happened. God had displayed his power in all the plagues that he sent to Egypt. They witnessed all of that. They witnessed all of the things that God did to get Pharaoh to release his people. And so it's after that that they are now at this place of seeing God work miraculously again on their behalf. And so as these leaders asked them to do it, I mean, they really had no choice at this point. It was either do it or they were going to die. They start walking their children through something that feels so crazy and so unlike anything they ever experienced. And yet there's courage there because they're walking their children through the miracle. And I think sometimes we are asked to do some things as parents and even just as people of faith where it literally is physically impossible to do. And that's where faith comes in. It takes a tremendous amount of faith to step out, to step into, even if it's dry ground, to step into that riverbed or that body of water, knowing that it should not physically be possible. And I don't know about you, but I have had experiences like that in my life where I know that what is happening is a miracle of God and it would not be happening otherwise. That's the setting of what's happening right now. And so they get to the other side. They're on the other side of the Red Sea. They are back on solid, dry ground. And that's where we basically catch up with Miriam, Moses and Aaron's sister. And the last time we see her in scripture, she was young and she was clever and smart and resourceful. And she basically had a hand in saving Moses's life. And he was able to come back to their family home just for a short period of time, but it was very pivotal years. And she witnessed all of this. And then Moses goes and he lives in Pharaoh's palace. And He's all grown up at this point. She's all grown up at this point. For the vast majority of their lives, they have not lived together. He grew up in the palace being educated in the Egyptian school system. She and Aaron lived at home. And so now they're all grown up and they're serving God together. They clearly had very different backgrounds. They had different approaches. They had different approaches to leadership. They had different approaches to life. However, they were all serving together now as they're leading this Hebrew people. None of that is by accident. And so she is now leading these Hebrew women in praising God for this deliverance from Egypt that has just happened in quite a miraculous way. And there's a couple things that I just want to point out for us to sit with today. Yes, Miriam was leading these women in worship, but what had to happen in order for that to even transpire? These women were prepared to praise. Before they ever crossed the Red Sea, they were prepared to praise God because they had brought their instruments with them. They had brought, it says they used timbrels to praise God. They brought those with them. Now think about what that means. They didn't have a lot of notice when it was time to go. When Pharaoh finally said, okay, go, and Egypt was going to release God's people and Moses was going to lead them out, it was literally last minute notice and he said go and it was time to go. If I was going to pack up my family and leave suddenly and just could only take a couple things, I don't know that I would have stopped to take the instruments with me. I mean, perhaps if you were somebody that was a worship leader or really dedicated to the craft of music or something like that, but just in general as a mom, think about what would you grab before you left your house for the last time and you were never going to be back there. I would take the baby's pictures, or I would take the family heirlooms. I would make sure I had what I needed for the kids. I certainly wouldn't stop to take my tambourine, or I don't even really know what a timbrel is. I probably should research that a little bit, but I wouldn't stop to take a musical instrument is my point. But yet these women did. So I think that tells us a little bit about the leadership of Miriam, because she didn't just all of a sudden become a leader. She had been a leader. She had been part of this process. And so these women were prepared to praise God no matter what happened. It's not like they knew what God was going to do. They knew that he was going to deliver them because they had seen over and over again God's hand of miracle working power in their lives, even though they didn't know the exact way he was going to do it. But they were prepared to worship. They were prepared to praise God. I think that's an incredible testimony to not just their amount of faith, but also the leadership we see in Miriam, or even the leadership we don't see. It's something that's happening behind the scenes. And so these women had packed their musical instruments and they were prepared to worship. I think being prepared to praise God before you see the results of God's answers to our prayers is a very powerful thing, and it tells us a lot about the state of our heart. Praising God for his protection and his presence should be our response even when we don't know the outcome, even before it happens. I think that's a powerful example that we can learn from Miriam's life. Now, there's a lot more about Miriam, and you will learn more about how we're going to unpack that later. Just stay tuned for that. But remember, these are high-level devotional readings, Bible studies on these women of scripture, and we don't have the time in each individual day to dive in deep. There's a lot more about Miriam, and I would encourage you to read in Numbers chapter 12 and some of the other places that we hear about the leadership of Miriam and what ends up happening to her and some of the downfalls that can get you and me pride and some other things. And so I would encourage you to read, because remember, the devotional reading, the Bible studies that we're doing, they're not to replace your Bible study. They are to supplement it. They're to help you understand what you're reading. And so I would encourage you to go and read more about Miriam's story, because it's incredible. But as we think about today, I want to make sure that we are remembering to approach our lives in a posture of praise, being prepared to praise even before we know the outcome. Let's pray. God, we thank you for the example we see in Miriam. And while she was far from perfect, Lord, I so appreciate the way that she has led the women, the Hebrew women, to be prepared to praise you no matter what happens. God, I thank you for that example. And Lord, in areas of our own life, if we are struggling, maybe there's something that we're praying for and that prayer has not been answered yet, or maybe we are approaching a scenario where we need a miracle or we're going to be trapped. God, I pray that you would help us approach those scenarios from a posture of praise, praising you for knowing that you, even though we don't know how it's going to happen, you are a God that provides, that you are a miraculous God that still works miracles in our lives today. God, I thank you for the way that you reveal your character and your nature to us throughout the scriptures. It's in your name we pray. Amen.
Hey friends, if this podcast helped encourage, empower, or equip you in your walk with God, I would love it if you would head over to Apple Podcasts and leave me a review. That's the number one way you can support my show. You can also join our free Facebook community or Instagram page where I share inspirational tips, bonus content, resources, and prayer throughout the week. Hey, I want you to know I'm praying for you. Know that you are so loved. Keep going.